Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media or its affiliates. Wiki Curiosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on Wiki Curiosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the Wiki Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of Movie of the Week. I'm Dan.
Glad to be back, Dan. I'm Zach.
And you can still join us. Call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. And that'll bring you directly into the studio with us. You can also hit us up on our live stream on Twitch. That was your curiosity. You can find us on Facebook at Behind the Screen Radio Show. Also, at you can find all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com. That's Curiosity. You can also find them on iTunes at Wiki Curiosity Media. You can find our YouTube channel at Wiki Curiosity Media. Right, but yeah, that link is on our page. That's our old website.
No more websites.
No more websites, no more links, nothing like that. Although I, you know, would highly encourage any of our, you know, followers that want to continue watching or listening to Behind the Screen to definitely head on over to and subscribe. Because, yeah, I know I've been saying this for probably a couple of years now. And it has taken because of, well, you know, number one, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Number two, just other things happening within the station, up a little company, then behind the screen, just a bunch of things. But there are changes coming. I know I've been saying that for a long time. I have. I will admit that. I will admit that I haven't been saying that for a very long time, but these past couple weeks, I've actually been taking quite a step to
get there.
To get us there.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, I told you and stuff like that. I want to get away from the format that we're in and get to a better format that we can.
Yeah,
video streaming. It won't be live streaming. It'll probably be live streaming still on Twitch.
Right.
I want to get I want to be able to put our videos out there on YouTube and snippets on Facebook and start, you know, putting our greatest hits out on
there's a lot
TikTok.
Of them.
Yeah. Speaking of TikTok, we do have a TikTok @Wicked_Angel there. You know, follow us for every Friday night.
Let's watch you Saturdays.
Hangover Saturdays. So, you know, I've got a camera. It's not top one.
It's good.
It is. It's got good quality visual, especially with some of the programs that I have on the computer that I've been messing with. As you can see, I've rearranged the studio a little bit.
I know. It looks nice.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. Cleaned it up a little bit, rearranged it a little bit. I've moved my computer screen from my face to kind of off to the side because, number one, that gives, you know, when we actually go to video, it gives everybody a better view of me.
be actually be able to see the face.
I put the camera on top of the tripod, and all you can see, like, no, if I sat up, you could see my face. And that, you know, because I am, and because, you know, the table sits about.
Oh, don't blame me on the table.
No, the table sits high, it's low, and the monitors are kind of big. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a big monitor. It, like, encompasses the whole face.
Sure. Just
sure. So, in my test shot, I actually put on top of the bed and had it pointing down. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we actually have a bed in our studio. Yes.
Sounds like a different form. Let's try this. I don't think it's for the studio.
No. I mean,
otherwise it'd be on the table.
because I want to be able to capture, like, you know, both sides of the table.
Right.
Because eventually, you know, I'll be sitting where you're at. Instead of Miss Angel sitting in front of me, Miss Angel will be sitting off to the side, which would be difficult because I won't be able to see her over the screen. So
we'll just get you a little baby chair. You know, like, but when you
get a little booster seat, we'll just get a little booster seat. Although I've been toying with the idea of having you, like, scoot down a little bit this way, having Miss Angel right there and shooting instead of head on,
right,
like shooting from an angle.
Yeah.
Because there's one wall, you know, I don't want to get the wall that's not painted, number one, and the wall that's got the mixer on. I'd rather have the Star Wars wall.
You would.
Yeah, I'd rather have the Star Wars wall in the picture rather than the, I mean, Star Wars wall isn't painted either, but, you know, I'd rather have the Star Wars wall than the wall with the mixer on.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, we're inching ever closer where, you know, kind of where I want this to go. You know, I figure video, you know, people could put a, you know, face to the voice and be like, they are funny motherfuckers.
They're funny, though. They're
funny. And, you know, getting it out on different platforms, a bigger audience.
Yes.
So, you know. Maybe we become famous.
I don't know.
Walk down the streets of Knoxville. Hey, I know you. I know you. I get your
get paid to stand around talking about movies. Heck yeah. Talk about
Siskel and Ebert? Right there. You know. But yeah, it's these changes are coming. You know, I've got the camera. It's here behind my computer. I've got the cords. I've got the Oh, I just need to perfect some of the software that I'm working with.
Speaking of changes, this weekend.
This
coming weekend.
What's coming up this weekend?
Oh, for starters, Amber's wedding, and none of us are going to be there.
This is true. One of our co-workers is getting married, and I'll be there. I'll be there.
You're going to be there?
Yeah.
Halloween call.
Creepy call.
It's not
the same thing.
You dress up to go to this con type deal. It's the same. You don't get candy.
No, you don't. You don't get candy. It's not a Halloween convention. It's a horror convention.
Make sure you pronounce that second R. Horror.
Yes, it's a horror convention. Not a horror convention. A horror. So, RROR.
Yeah, make sure you pronounce that second R in there.
Yeah. something that we've been going to, as you can see, we've got them up there since 2018, since the very first reception.
I'm glad you're going, because that's going to be, you know, someone else. Got a big old car.
Yeah. Well, the studio, do not put your drink on top of that book. That's actually her book.
We were talking about Halloween Con and how he's not your...
Yeah.
It's not Halloween Con. It's horror. It's creepy con. It's a horror convention.
I tell him you guys both Halloween and horror con.
It's fun.
It is. We're going to go Saturday.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Spend money.
Yeah, and which would be taxes, which you missed.
But, well, thank you, economy.
So.
Creepy con, feed my kids. Creepy con, feed my kids.
Creepy con. Oh. So, but, you know, again, but yes,
I'll
Sunday, Sunday we are planning to Amber's wedding.
Have fun. I won't be.
We'll see.
Our second sister will be single, though.
I don't know. Oh, it's at an old asylum.
You're afraid if you walk in?
No. Where the fuck you
are. Okay.
Not yet.
I've been so stressed.
I'm like,
I don't wear dresses.
I think she told her that everybody that and Nike and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't tell me that. I'm still
I got some busted flip flops and some leggings. We're good to go.
So the whole idea behind it is we do. We get there. They do the wedding. We give the bride a hug. We give the groom a handshake, a slur, and a bag of chips on the way out and go home. That's literally the extent of the wedding.
Any alcohol?
I'm sure there will be. Well,
probably not.
Yeah. I gotta retract that statement. There probably won't be any alcohol there.
No, considering the recovering addicts.
So, nobody mind the...
Yeah.
That's how I get your life.
You don't... I'm going to get you one of those flat scrolls.
If you don't...
I got a better idea. I'm going to get you a camel pack.
I've got like a
camel pack on. I'm staying hydrated.
If not, I'm going to shove a couple of double shots underneath these puppies and call it a day.
Why are you doing this bra? You mind your business.
She's my wife.
You got to go to the bathroom. I'm happier every time I come out.
I'll be getting lit.
Yeah.
He knows that, but he never gets lit.
He doesn't like us that much. No, he did get lit one night.
Okay.
Fireball Friday.
Yeah.
I
probably
like
Mama drinks. No, this is true. Of course, everybody stays sober on like Mama, so there's that. What's all that?
It's my harder cranberry.
Did you just...
It's just a fly. It's good for the immune system.
It's just protein. And see, this is right here is the reason I want to go live video. Because I could have very, very easily, like, taken that snippet.
Rewind it. Repeat.
Thrown it on TikTok.
Yep.
You know, I could have cut that out. And it could have been, you know, TikTok worthy.
What happens when you fall off?
It's full. I can't, like, get rid of it.
Okay, quick PSA.
Don't drink five.
Yeah, that too. We're not in Knoxville. We do have a thunderstorm rolling through, so if it's connected and we can get back on the air, just stand that, you know, on us. So, this is also why I want to go live stream, so I can just get that, hook it up, hook everything up to it, and we can still stream, you know.
Record, then throw it out.
We can still record if power goes out. I've been wanting to do that for a while, especially with our with
this question about Comic Con, because it's like That's what I said.
You said Comic Con.
No, I said Creepy Con.
No,
you
said
Comic Con.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna mention
you.
You should get I'll tell you the only thing that I'm gonna be disappointed in not because there's a lot right now, is that they have a new D&D stand
Bakers. Yeah.
And so, I was looking forward to seeing it. I mean, overall, fuck, it hurt me.
No. So, but, yeah, I think that pretty much everything we are on.
I almost fell out of time.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
It touched my lips.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Not her.
Have you heard about Candace?
Candace. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember my group message.
Probably.
Yeah, me and Reed, baby. Candace. Candace did it, no matter.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think pretty much for... So a couple of new things came out this week, and we can talk about that before we get into the movie.
Yeah. Maybe.
All income.
Oh.
So. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to get to that.
I binged it all one night.
Producer, did you get my text?
That was weak as hell. I figured it was going to be 30 seconds.
I know something
happened this past week. I dominated Halo Reach.
No, I went to bed.
Until someone started being a little ghost and destroying the Warthog.
Didn't count as kills.
You still retain. I was walking out thinking I'm about to kill
Joe.
I was like,
"Weong!" Slide across the map.
No secrets about that game. That was my game for 8 years. No, it didn't.
Okay. Never mind. It's fine.
Never mind. Don't use your phone. That's in your pocket.
It's okay.
No, I did not get a text message. Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
It was a long day.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to see if you got it.
I opened it. It was no longer a notification.
And you forgot about it.
To be fair, though.
I had to.
Me all the time.
To be fair, though, we cannot see anything in Discord anymore.
Text time.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because he texted me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, but it went on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Yeah. Get in.
The thing I have is gone.
Yeah. I don't know why y'all didn't get it. Let me pull it up, make sure it's still online.
We'll have to deal with this after the show.
I was just saying.
I read it, so I'm okay.
I cut it to where I use it.
You fucked it up for the rest.
Mark for the course. Okay, so. Okay, so a couple new things have come out over this past week and the previous week. One of the biggest things that hit streaming services this week is She-Hulk. It was, very first episode dropped last Thursday. I watched it this morning, and if instead of in boot camp, he would probably drop to the floor right now and stun. I was impressed, number one.
Oh, point already, probably. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting bored is not the correct word. Just kind of tired of all the new stuff being pumped out by Marvel.
There's a lot of series coming out. This one absolutely not needed, and I have no interest in it.
I'll watch it, but for me, it's not like Hawkeye where it's Thursday. I got to watch it as soon as I can.
Well, so there were definitely when you look at it, if it had been series for Hulk, doing his thing, I probably would watch it. Right, but I'm saying with this guy, with Mark Ruffalo, I would probably watch it. Just with Hawkeye, just like their characters that I love, I don't mind their backstories. Kind of, but She-Hulk, literally don't care.
Yeah,
because she's a woman.
Probably, but no.
So the thing is. If you have
it's fucking weird. I don't care. I don't
she's
like
not. It. She can actually change back and forth.
Okay, well, I don't.
At will.
I don't.
Token the Hulk, but...
No, he can't. He's got that little machine that allows him to stay in human form. He cannot
But he originally, he could go back and forth.
But not
at will. When he did, though, it was like
no
a massive
control.
Change.
And he had no control over
yeah.
it. For her, it's not a split personality.
Yeah.
She literally can...
She hulks out.
She just hulks out.
I don't care, though.
And I mean, these are going to be spoilers for you, but...
I don't
care. I watch it
The
anyway.
Thing is, now they're treating treating the Hulk condition as like a virus, like AIDS.
That's funny.
That's how it was in the...
Was it?
Yeah, because remember they, in the original Hulk, the Incredible Hulk.
The good one.
Yeah. When he hurt the guy, what was that? The guy.
Yeah.
The guy that was for General Ross. He eventually
yeah.
Abomination, but I don't know what his human person was.
Right.
But they healed it by using... They used Hulk's blood. They infused him with Hulk's blood.
Right.
And then, whenever the woman punched out by him, I think he healed her, and the only donor was him. So he also used the blood's transfusion.
Well, this is.
And so those two people.
Which would be a blood
more. Yeah. Well, yeah, but it healed them. It didn't turn them into Hulks. Literally,
yeah,
what
well,
it did
maybe
to her.
Because they're blood radiated.
His blood was radiated.
His blood was radiated. He did a blood transfusion. That's how they got Abomination. She, at the end of that movie, made a cliffhanger to her one transfusion or whatever. Her. When she had his blood, she also was infected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's been a while since I've seen that.
But
I watched it like I watched the movie more than I watched most of the other ones, actually.
Because it's so good, though.
It's a good movie.
This series was not a needed series.
I don't think it was. they introduced her into, phase 4 of the MCU, but...
Can we just see her in the background like Captain Marvel? I didn't want to see her.
Was Murdoch in
there? Not yet.
That's fine.
Now that...
I only have one.
No, two.
I can't wait.
It dropped last Thursday. You watched it again today, right?
No, I only
watched
it.
First episode.
Talking about it,
though.
You can't
new things are coming out. I personally, though, I've seen this. I just don't care. I don't want to see.
Yeah.
You can't
see
on the first
I know.
Yes.
The other show we watched today.
So.
I watched it. Too.
Yeah.
He told me that way on my mic. Thank you.
So Sandman dropped not last at the beginning of the month.
There's multiple episodes out.
Yeah.
There's 11, but the last episode is more like an animated movie than the first 10 episodes.
So it's a Warner Brothers property.
Right.
Which is being produced by Netflix.
Yes.
Which I'm really glad about because right now...
There's bullshit going on with Warner Brothers.
Discovery Warner, I guess is what the merger was called.
Discovery Plus.
No. The merger between Discovery and Warner Brothers.
Oh, I don't know. Kind of bullshit, and it's not working
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're completely tearing down HBO Max.
Because the guy said that he doesn't think people should be staying at home to watch movies. They should be getting the theater experience for some people. But for the rest of the world, where there's a recession, it's not. And HBO was literally so that we could have the movie theater at home.
Yeah, that's what the channel was designed for
yep.
in the fucking late 70s,
early
80s.
So they won't be releasing any more movies to HBO Max.
Which is stupid. I mean, that's literally what that is
for. That's why we all took that streaming service, so that we could see that because of COVID and because of 10 other reasons.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on my couch with my popcorn.
And the thing is there are a bunch of movies on there that you can't find anywhere else. They're owned by Warner Brothers, or they're owned by HBO, or, just somebody else, has them, that's the main reason why, that was one of the main reasons why I subscribed to one of the other reasons was because of the universe. That's where it happens, is HBO. Justice, all the DC animated movies. You know,
there's
that's
so many Batman animated movies on there.
Oh yeah, there are.
I saw them there and I'm like, oh my god, 20 of them.
Batman animated series, you know, all of these old DC properties is one of the reasons why I got. And now they're trying to tear it down and tear it apart, and it's just not worth it. Like,
I probably just have Netflix. I feel like Netflix.
I fly bounce between Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus.
Yeah,
that's about all I. And that's a rarity, honestly. Watching movies. Like, there's a few shows on Disney Plus I watch, but for the most part, during the fall, it's Hulu for the most part.
Yeah,
and then. Is my backup to watch, like, the shows that I've been watching forever that I rewatch. But I'm really glad that this one hooked up with Netflix and
yeah.
We can see it.
Yeah. So, sorry, I had to take a drink. It's called Sam. It's based on an actual graphic novel is the best way to describe it. It's not really a comic book. It's a graphic
DC
novel.
DC character.
Yeah. It's an actual DC character in the DC universe. And it's we're only two episodes in, and I'm already hooked.
I when we after the first episode, like if DC's formula has always been bothersome to me. I don't like DC movies. I don't like to watch them, except for Shazam,
Aquaman
was good. Very few though. Shazam had a formula.
Yeah,
and the formula
it was
that
a comedy movie though.
True, but it worked, and it was interesting, and it was a good one. But then when I see this show that is not, absolutely not a comic, that darkness,
it's
the formula that they needed to stick to. They do so good with these shows.
Yeah.
This show is awesome. The visual, the script, the actor, everything about it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
The same thing with Titans, their other live action.
Like I was telling him earlier, I said, just wait.
This is what I don't get though. Like,
favorite one.
I am not a DC fan, but this show has me completely hooked because it's good.
Yeah.
And I wish that they would just, I don't know, take the two minds, the TV show people and the movie people, and get together and have a meeting.
Yeah,
it's also it's a completely different way of thinking to build for a show compared to a movie.
Absolutely,
yeah.
But their show still 100% they outshine the movies.
Yeah, and
whenever you write a book, you're trying to figure out how to fill 1,000 words, whereas with a movie, you're having to fill 2 hours.
Yeah.
Completely different setup. So if you brought those TV show people over, they'd probably do more than the movie directors, just they want to understand the format.
I don't know, maybe if they brought down the movie,
there's
people,
only,
like, show
there's only one, there's only one movie I'm looking forward to by DC that I think it's going to come out this year. I hope so.
Black Adam comes out in October.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That movie does look really badass. It's been about 4 years of making, I think.
Yeah.
It's
might
be their saving grace.
I honestly think it will.
The thing is, this was Dwayne Johnson's like pet project.
Yeah.
For, like you said, 4 years.
I mean, he has a lot of input on what he wants to do and what they should do.
Yeah.
And they,
what was needed.
Snyder Cut wasn't bad.
Snyder Cut was not bad, but it was long.
it was a lot better than the
Weed
Cut.
Yeah.
I could watch any movie like that. Even if it's that long, just as long as it's that good.
It was way better than that. Yeah.
It wasn't.
The original.
Yeah.
So Zack Snyder started out on Justice League, the original one. Joss Whedon took over.
Yeah, but it's not the cut because DC was like, yeah, this is your movement. That was your choice.
Yeah. There are rumors, I don't remember the guy's name, but the director of DC, the DCEU. Is wanting
Mr. Detective?
the CEO is wanting DC to go back to the Snyderverse stay in the Snyder.
See, the only problem that I have with that is anytime some powerful person says, we need to go back to our roots, you start with them doing something back in their roots.
No.
It usually starts with something new, and like, I don't know what part of what you said you actually heard you say.
Well, and also, like, kind of shitty to be like, you know what, just like, fuck with that. Let's get him back and make him do all the things. When, if I were him, I'd be like, fuck
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I would go to Marvel. Yeah. Plenty of people do it. If they don't like something in Marvel, they go to DC. If they don't like something in DC, they go.
So far, there's only been maybe two, maybe three DC movies that I've.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a DC fan at all.
Well, I mean, I'm a DC fan. I'm a Marvel fan. But, like,
but, you know, a movie's a movie.
Right.
And a hero movie is a hero movie.
Well, it's like at the end of...
It's
like the end of Man of Steel, or,
well,
or no.
Yeah.
End of Superman vs. Batman. It was a crap.
Yeah.
And then Justice League, oh, we got to resurrect him from the dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
He's already alive. He's not dead.
Yeah.
That's probably my biggest flaw.
Yeah. They're
you set it up for
they fuck it up.
The continuity is not 100% there, and that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
I think
you're right with the ending cliffhanger. It's probably that kind of cliffhanger. Even if that was their direct line that they wanted to make, that linear path that they were doing, even if they didn't get it at any point, what they were doing set up, they up with something that didn't so directly put him because it was very much like, yeah, he's about to that casket.
Yeah, because I mean, he's like, dirt started right, like, he's like, there's a movie, Superman Seducing, the animated one.
Yeah.
That happened. He died, they buried him, he busted out. And I was like, oh, this is cool, they're going to do like the animated movie. No, they fucking watched that.
Yeah, they did.
You know, that line of movies really kept me up to, like, I could not stand after that played Superman. Couldn't stand I fucking hated him.
He was not
the
good
worst
in
Superman that
Man
I've ever seen in my life. Like, I could have punched him in the face. Over here, he's in a whole other movie, and I'm like,
yeah,
is that the same dude? Like,
yeah,
that's just freaking awesome over here.
He's been in three movies since Batman vs. Superman.
Also a TV show.
And he's done really good in all of them.
Yeah, completely different. Man of Steel, I was like, what the fuck is that? Like,
Man of Steel,
why did
Batman vs. Superman, and even Justice League. Yeah.
Justice League, the first version was bad. But then the second version, the Snyder Cut, reshot his scenes, which I think helped a lot.
He was better in the Snyder Cut.
He's very robotic.
He had a fucking stick up his ass.
And he plays those characters well.
Yeah.
Like in Enola Holmes, he plays.
It's not the same.
The Witcher, you know.
I've never seen that.
The Witcher is freaking amazing.
The Witcher is super badass.
Yes.
But he doesn't have any people skills. And it's like the perfect role for Henry Cavill.
Because he's,
you know, this person that has no skills, but he's a badass. Henry Cavill also knows how to play a badass.
Yeah. Him and Enola Holmes, that was the one where we started watching him. And I was, hold on. Who was that? That's not Superman. Stop.
I just liked his little interview, though, when he was like, he must miss the call.
From Zack Snyder. He was World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
he's a big gaming nerd. He builds his own gaming computers.
Absolutely believe it.
What do you think he did? 24 hours.
People
have to build his own computer, man. People that don't get paid millions of dollars build their own computer.
This man
has access to everything he could
want. You know, he's like, pay me. I got games to play.
Just put it in the mouth.
Games. $60 to $70, I think I'll be all right.
I'm okay. I got this.
All right. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to dive into this week's movie, Uncharted, which is the Netflix quickly. Like, I was surprised that it came to Netflix that quick, not any other streaming service. So
Netflix is OG.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's not the right one.
Behind the screen. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Yeah, we're talking about
now back.
Halo.
The Following the Screen podcast.
PlayStation only.
Fucking piece of shit. Changing his voice.
That's what he said.
No. I love the sound of my voice.
Yeah. So your Mickey Mouse comment makes absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever.
What are you talking? Where's my Minnie Mouse at?
That's a concert.
Hey, yo, players. Where's my Minnie Mouse at?
Anyway, tonight we're talking about Uncharted. Movie that came out. Where did it come out?
live session.
2022. No, it came out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out earlier this year, which I also saying quick to come to.
It's still not quick.
Streaming services. It is.
For Netflix, it's not. For Netflix, it's fast.
No, for
yeah.
everyone
else.
Yeah, for Netflix, it's fast.
Everyone
so,
else.
Yeah.
They just didn't pick it up.
For Netflix, it was pretty quick.
It and
was pretty quick.
That's probably why it was quick, was because none of the other streaming services are legally, they're legally bound not to pick it up.
Yeah.
So.
Because Netflix usually was, back when Netflix first started, obviously. You know, you had theaters, went to home movies, DVD, Blu-ray, whatever. And, you know, after about 6 months, it'd go to video. And then after, you know, 3 months after that, it would be picked up by Netflix.
Yeah, so back then, you could just rent your DVD from Netflix and send it back.
Yeah.
I don't remember which. It was Blu-ray.
This is right before Redbox.
True.
I loved Redbox. Except my mother never, ever, ever returned the movie.
What about Blue Box?
No Blue Box.
What?
Sure, you know, before it burned down, there was at least 50 Redbox movies stashed away.
I had Chicken Little in the Heart 2 case.
Yeah. It's not lying.
Anyway, so Uncharted. It's based on a video game for PlayStation. Yeah, can't get it on.
So obviously, I've never seen it.
No, can't get it on Xbox at all. It's
it is a good game, though.
No, yeah. It's a great game.
Mm-hmm. So stars Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg as the two main characters.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a prelude to the PlayStation games.
Yeah.
This is like a before.
Or kind of.
Yeah.
Because there's Easter eggs and references to, like, up to the first four. I don't know what the games are, but there's up to
well,
four
yeah.
games.
There's, like, they made another movie. They could be starting off
more.
Where the first game starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a giant Easter egg in the movie itself.
Oh, yeah.
About the game.
Mm-hmm.
About the
movie. Oh, I already told them.
The voice actors?
Yeah.
When they get out of the water and he tells them, you know,
we just found out
fell out of a car that fell out of a plane, and he was like, yeah,
something
that happened.
Yeah.
And that really did. I don't think it was really shot for shot, but like that was.
Yeah, because I remember like you were moving from one to another.
Yeah, that was taken straight from the grain game.
Straight from the grain.
That entire like portion. Sequence.
I liked about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is one of the very few video game to movie adaptations that actually worked.
It did. I know there was a lot of complaints though when it first came out, even though I've never seen the game, but
right.
I've seen what the character looks like. Austin showed me. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of complaints there at the beginning because he's so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not only so young, but he looks young.
Well, that's
what I mean. Yeah. Like, he looks like Drake.
Nathan Drake looks like this seasoned, burly, unshaven guy. Nathan Drake is a looks like the typical video game badass. Tom Holland, he doesn't look like you will ever be. I mean, this is true. Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the pictures of Nathan Drake, like, but that doesn't look like him.
Makes sense as this being a, you know.
Yeah, well, Tom Holland's still not gonna grow a beard
back to
the second one.
That's what it's for.
I know they can definitely make him look good, but yeah. Whenever you look at him, he's not like because most of the time, if you're doing any type of adaptation, you usually go for somebody that looks like who you want.
Right.
And so Tom Holland would definitely not be the first pick.
No, but I will say that he definitely. Got pretty ripped for this.
Honestly, someone like Keanu Reeves is almost like a body image.
Character image.
No.
He cut his hair. And...
Yeah.
He could definitely pull it off, but he does his acting put
in. No.
Because
he's
different.
Mm-hmm.
He's different.
Well, he doesn't have that, like, that witty sarcasm that...
And we all know that.
He's not people skills. He just kills them real quick.
He doesn't know. Like,
he's
Keanu Reeves is that person. Though, even in his role, he really doesn't, he's subtle, he doesn't have a lot of people skills. We've seen him try to be more outgoing roles, that one with the girls, and shit that
he doesn't work
for him.
Love that movie.
It doesn't work for him.
Yeah.
Whereas John Wick doesn't have to be personal.
Because he feels friendly. Like,
Come
on, man.
I don't think he would have pulled this role off in but it looks absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. He has body image, you know, him.
I have to say, one of the Justin Chris's, Timberlake would have almost pulled it off
what
a
is
little
the,
better.
The Chris yeah. Evans. Chris Evans, that body image.
Yeah.
Chris Evans.
Even just like a muscular guy, it's just like there's
well,
a
even yeah, well even Robert, who gets a song, he could have played in older
Yeah, and he doesn't
Mark
that
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg is not a Sully.
No,
but he could have even pulled it off.
Yeah, and see, I've seen
as a gravelly like
yeah,
definitely could have pulled it off.
A little older. He's in his.
Liam
could have been.
That would have been the perfect age right there.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, I've seen, you know, obviously the cover art for Uncharted. I've seen clips and stuff like that. And when I first saw this movie, you know, the trailer and stuff, I honestly thought Mark Wahlberg was playing. Yeah, and they're like, oh no, Tom Holland is Nathan Drake. And I'm like, he's really young.
Robert De Niro in Mark Wahlberg's role. Like, what is
I
the guy,
80?
Yeah.
Damn.
That
would have
been a good adaptation,
yeah.
though.
That
would have
been funny.
Ignore the dog. He's not really dying. It's okay.
He's arguing. We have to love it. We'll post it to TikTok.
Very verbal.
He's really angry.
he's a very verbal dog. And now we've got kids.
Because they're mad.
Because they're mad because the dog is barking because they keep arguing with them.
I sat outside one day and listened to that dog and the 11-year-old go back and forth for 10 minutes. Shut up. Bark. Shut up. Bark. I was like, oh, damn it.
Yeah. All right. So,
really?
We're never going to get through this movie, are we?
Sorry. We're good. We're good.
Put him back in the cage.
Yeah, and then this.
Whatever you.
Yeah, the playpen.
Playpen.
Because I heard her say, go lay down.
He doesn't like being told no or to do things.
Oh, my God. I guarantee you can hear this one.
It's all right. It's not that bad.
It's really
fine. I can hear me, so it's fine.
It's really fucking loud.
It's for the dog. It's fine.
Angry. Oh my God. This is why we need like a separate studio.
For him, a soundproof cage.
Shut up. He's good. Okay. So going into this movie, I had like zero expectations, honestly, because I knew that door. Damn.
Who's slamming my door in my house?
Whoop your ass! Apparently the dog just didn't want to deal with her.
Behind the screen just became a life in the house of us.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, so I had zero expectation who he was going to be based on the video game. You know, I've seen the something like that. It's a treasure hunt movie.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that, and it's Tomb Raider, it's National Treasure,
it's Tomb Raider, but a guy.
You know, all of that.
Yeah.
But the games were.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's probably the shortest sentence to summarize the games I've ever
heard. Tomb Raider was a guy.
Tomb Raider, but a hot guy instead of a girl. That's the point of the game.
It's Tomb Raider for girls.
Yeah.
I went into it with, like, zero expectations.
It's too much for guys, but with romance.
But I will say that what this movie was done, and as much as I can compare it, does a good homage to the games.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've never played the games. I've seen bits and pieces of them, on YouTube, stuff like that.
Protege killing masters. That was funny. Went for like 3 generations. Killed his dad, and then the girl killed him.
Yeah. You just kept going and going and going.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, this is nothing.
No, it's just you. We don't know who the main guy is.
It did. I will say that, yeah. I did not expect Antonio Banderas to go out like that.
I didn't either. I was like...
he was just literally sitting there doing the talk. He just like...
what the fuck, man?
He lasted longer in Desperado. Come on now.
Another,
and he was being shot at every 5 fucking minutes.
Another actor who looks like the same person he did 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy has not aged at all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's a lot of plastic
surgery. It is.
That or he just looks 80 when he was a dirt deal.
Fair. He is.
Look, Spy Kids, he was off.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That one there has the mouth of a fucking sailor. I just can't. Killing a baby.
She has.
She put pillow to face.
No, I was actually really surprised to see Antonio Banderas in that movie. I didn't realize he was going to be in it. But it was
He was in a leading role.
I thought he would be,
though. I thought it was going to be basically Mark Wahlberg against Antonio Banderas. And then, we're just going to put your throat in the air. Well, fuck me. Like, I love Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
I love him as an actor. Anything that he's in, he completely takes the
he's awesome,
scene.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just because he's a bad actor. Not really. There's not... kind of just telling you
the game.
Which one?
That's
the dog?
Yeah.
That's a lot of
stuff. The vampire.
You had him and then Sam Elliott, like, you can tell.
fresh on.
And you can tell that he looks old. Like, he doesn't try to hold his youth.
No.
True.
So he did age well.
He does make the perfect sugar daddy. Because I'm just saying, like, he's
they,
like 80
and
fucking hot. One movie left. You have a crush on Grandpa.
Sugar Grampy.
No. The only Sam Elliott is like the only 85-year-old man you can actually have a crush on.
Talking about. It's hot.
This is not okay.
For some reason, though, he always plays movies where he has giant-ass glasses, but this man never wears glasses in public.
His head is like a ball.
They just do that.
I like him with that one movie. Anyway. Daddy Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa?
Yeah, Bad Grandpa. Yeah, but
this is great. Tom Holland, do you think that he will move on to Nathan Drake over Spider-Man since it's not even Spider-Man anymore?
There's a fourth one coming out.
So he made it very clear, though, that he does not want to. He said, if I'm Spider-Man and I'm 30, then I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
So this fourth one will be it. That's it. He's done.
I feel like I think dad but Tobey Maguire.
It's true, though.
And Andrew Garfield. Come on.
I mean, Tobey Maguire was a great Spider-Man.
No, he wasn't.
He was a good Spider-Man. He was a terrible Peter Parker.
Peter Parker, because he wasn't a fucking torpedo. No, they could have just made him
upside down with his fucking butterfly wings. No, it's horrible.
It's a spider on a web. How the else would you
web? There are so many depictions of that in all of his comic books.
Yeah, what are you
talking
about?
That's not Tobey Maguire's web out.
He was the worst.
No, he wasn't.
Andrew Garfield was 100% the worst.
Yeah,
because he was a whiny bitch.
Very much be gay.
Anyway, back to our original question.
We're still talking about that. It's Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Do you think that he'll switch over, though?
No.
You don't think so?
I think he may be. If they do another chart.
I mean, I see it in the
But they also set it up for the game. Because the first game, if I'm not mistaken, I think he told me. Awesome.
The first game is him talking about his brother and all
that. And trying to find his brother.
Yeah.
So it would literally run right over the game.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's a lot to work with that, though, because the game is all about one adventure.
One giant adventure, but we have four games.
Yeah. So, you know, there's parts, they could make a movie about parts that aren't the games. They could make a picture
at that point.
Yeah, like they could do anything.
I don't think Tom Holland. Tom Holland and the different roles that he has played after being introduced as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And like movies and stuff like that I've seen of him.
He doesn't want to
be typecast.
Yeah.
You know, if he sticks with Nathan Drake, it's just under, he was Spider-Man. He's Nathan Drake.
He played fucking like Watson. He played fucking
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah. Did he play Nikola Tesla? No, he played one that wasn't the two.
Well, he was
the one that was the center Tesla.
He was the other guy.
Oh shit! I know what you're talking about
Washington something.
Yeah.
Isn't that maybe the devil you may know or the devil you know or something like that?
The devil in all of us.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The devil all the time.
He was fucking fantastic at that.
Which tells me that, though, like, he's not typecasted, and honestly, I don't want to see another fucking Spider-Man. Like, he's the best Spider-Man that we've ever had. I don't want to do it again.
We know they are going to do that again.
I don't want to do it again. Tom Holland is the best that we've had. There's no reason to be fucking good.
Yeah, but you realize that, we didn't have that one. some of them.
Yeah, no, they were.
But, like, Tobey Maguire is literally a whole different generation.
I know, but that's like saying we've never had a bad Batman. Have you seen Val Kilmer?
No,
he
what
looks
I'm,
like fat Batman.
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, Tobey Maguire, at his time, actually a pretty good Spider-Man.
Oh, I hated it.
And he was good for children.
And he was like...
It was a good children's
but
movie. We watched it.
Bad dog for sure.
Yes. But no one cares if he was
the
cute.
The girls did.
No. Because that's not why we watched a superhero movie.
Oh, who's the dude behind the mask?
That is absolutely why most women have watched Aquaman.
But that's one.
But that's Jason Momoa. No one
that's
said...
That's the only reason anybody watched Aquaman was because of Jason Momoa.
No one said, yeah, Tom Holland's going to be ripped for the next Spider-Man movie.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, he is the best Spider-Man we've had.
But, you know, you have
he's the best combination of Spider-Man and Peter Parker.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have this generation here. And then you have Tom Holland. He's catering to a whole generation. You don't think that they're going to do another Spider-Man?
What I want to see if they do another Spider-Man is completely off topic from what we're even doing.
It probably won't even be in the MCU, honestly.
Well,
it will either be past that. It'll either be past all that, like that they have defunct. Like they have the point to where they're now selling their business to whoever else fucking who knows. Or it'll just be completely separate because the other universe has gone too far. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is in the MCU, we won't see another Spider-Man after Tom Holland.
You don't think so?
No.
I think we might see Miles Morales.
I don't think
that's
we are.
What he's hoping for. Tom Holland has plainly said he really hopes that they go with
Miles Morales.
I do.
But
I love this Spider-Man.
The thing is Marvel does not own the rights. The Marvel...
I don't think
after Venom, and then which was a fine movie, but Venom 2, which didn't do great in the box office, and then Morbius, which tanked in the box office, I think that they are probably going to give up Spider-Man at some point. In the next decade.
I was about to say
maybe.
In the next decade, there is 100% it is not going
to
be
Spider-Man. I don't think they're going to have a Spider-Man tied to the MCU. I think they're going to go back to like, oh, we're not a part of them anymore. Top deal.
But I don't think they're going to do a Spider-Man.
No, not with Spider-Man.
They're going to do Spider-Man properties, but the Spider-Man, more they tank, eventually I think it's going to be a better money move for them to literally just sell it.
I feel like you'll have another Spider-Man movie in Sony because it gets the connection with Venom.
I hope not. And then they're wanting to do their whole own thing of Venom or Symbiote or something like that. And the MCU with the...
I heard about that. The one with Noel.
With Ned?
No.
Noel?
Yeah, the leader.
In the MCU?
No.
Oh.
Sony.
No. In the MCU, they did we go what? Why are you doing that?
I'm just waiting to get back to the movie.
We're in the movie.
We have gone so far away from Uncharted that it's not even. Fun.
What are we going to talk about with Uncharted?
Look, this
the movie. What we do on movie of the week.
It's
what
so
are we talking about?
Because we're in Uncharted waters talking about these movies.
So one thing I did like, there was a little bit of an Easter egg. One thing I did like about Uncharted is that it was almost like watching a new version of Indiana Jones.
You're stretching. You are stretching on that.
There were so many like when you're watching it, there's so many like old action adventure movies.
He did not wear a hat.
You know what I mean? Like it's the same kind of thing that Treasure Hunt. Also, by the way, when they went in and
they
saw the fucking pirate ship in the cave.
I know they referenced Indiana Jones.
I don't know about that, but I will say when he got into the cave, like when he popped up and he saw the two ships there in the cave that should not have been there, all I could think was, the Goonies found the ships.
Yes.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, I was too.
You can think that. I don't think There was absolutely no reference to it.
No, there was no reference.
No,
it's
but
just,
it's
like,
the
it
same visual. It's
you know,
the same visual.
Looking for a treasure.
Yeah.
On a pirate ship.
Yeah.
And here we are in a cave.
You know
where it should not be. And I was like,
do you know how many movies have a secret pirate ship in a cove?
Do you know how old I am? Like,
started in a from a map?
I'm just saying Goonies.
But I mean,
we
that,
have a
that,
key
that,
or anything.
The
but,
thing is that's the type of visual, because it's all pirate ships, it's all pirate
and
treasure.
It was in a dark cave.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Like, that I feel like that trope goes back to before movies existed.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Maybe,
I
but
mean,
it was definitely
but,
for me, like,
yeah,
it was in
very,
with, like, Jesus Christ and the Goonies.
Yeah.
He was a young kid, like, he's youngish. Like,
yeah.
He's older than me.
He's like 28.
It was really cool, though. Although it was a little stressful watching them pull the pirate ships out.
So that...
And then
the,
sad was the,
I, yeah,
the entire
not,
time that they were doing that.
Yeah, you guys had a weird reaction. Like,
so, okay.
Well,
okay.
I was like, whoa,
so,
that's really cool. And they were going like, whoa.
Okay, so to be honest, to be fair, I'm a big history buff. I really am. And I love, like, physical history. You know, I love being able to touch and smell and, you know, walk through history. That's what I did my entire childhood. You know,
you're about to walk through history.
You know, his old historical places and stuff like that. That's what I did.
I haven't watched this bitch in a while. You're about to taste World War II.
Jesus Christ. This whole fucking show tonight. This whole goddamn show tonight. Fuck it.
Well, you said that.
I am trying to be serious.
Remember when you said that it wasn't seaworthy, though? And I literally was sitting right next to you, and I was like, give it 5 minutes. Like, it's going to float for 5 minutes, and then it's going to bust apart.
I heard him say, it's not seaworthy, and I was like, wait.
And then it was like, it looked cool, because it, like, the things unfurled, and, like, it was looking all majestic, and all of this, like,
like the Goonies, like, getting ready to go out of the cave.
Well,
and then it died.
I was talking about whenever you said, not going to get out of the cave, and I was like,
well,
because
no,
then they started
what?
Fucking flying.
That was
so heartbreaking to watch for you.
It is. Because, again, my original statement. As a kid, I grew up going to the historical
place. This is not about the movie.
I don't care. It's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time, damn it. It's my show. I'll do what I want.
Down here.
It's my our time.
Anyway.
Back to the movie.
So I grew up in Europe, and I grew up around all these old historical places. History has a whole new meaning for me. And then, you know, seeing those two, like, could honestly feel like I was there, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so awesome. And then they're like, we're going to fly back. No, the fuck you're not. And then all of a sudden they come with these two helicopters, these big ass fucking. I don't even know how they got him underneath the fucking ship.
They ran
into it. That was my big time.
They ran
it. So you started at the slack
that they just ran it through.
Yeah, they run it under the ship.
Yeah.
As a...
Back underneath the
ship. So when they got the
front
part.
You don't
get
it underneath the ship.
It was underneath.
You put it at the back in the front.
That part first.
Yeah,
and then
but
they
there was also
under.
Two big ass ropes going from.
There were people on the boat. There were people under the boat. They ran that bitch under and hooked it.
So all of a sudden,
I mean,
there
are ways that you have to lift real cargo in real life.
Yeah.
Usually they put the cargo on the net, and then they put it around it. I know, because I've done that.
You don't always get that option.
No.
So with this one,
they got these big-ass nets underneath these hundreds-of-year-old ships.
Mm-hmm.
And
how cool would that be to see, though?
And then all of a sudden, they just lift out of the jungle. And I'm just like, that is the coolest fucking thing. That is the coolest thing in a movie I have ever seen. No shit. A big-ass helicopter lifting a fucking pirate ship.
Yeah,
and they're flying with
them. Cool. The visual of these two ships just going,
yeah. And then...
And narrowly missing every wall.
Yeah. And then they're chasing each other with them. And the only thing I can think in my head is this is... to be in the water with these two ships chasing each other.
Well, like, also the helicopters were so small and so above everything, but they were never in danger until something put them in danger.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time, it was ship on ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the helicopters,
they were doing their thing.
Yeah.
They were just like...
One thing I did like about that was that slow motion capture where they're right here and he picks the ship up over top of them.
Oh, yeah, that one was awesome.
Oh, I was expecting that ship to go right through those blades and just demolish it.
Her face, because she's like...
Yeah.
And
then you the one ship rams the other ship, and at that point, I'm just like, why are you destroying history?
Right.
And the whole thing goes against the rock wall, and I'm like... Ah!
Yeah,
he
started crying whenever it went against the rock. that was the worst part.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention all that treasure on there, but the historical significance of that ship is...
Well, I mean, okay, so technically speaking, the only people that will ever know that history was lost didn't already think the history was lost.
We're
all the people that lived and us watching.
Yeah, Victor Sullivan and Nathan Drake. Those are the only two.
Well, girl.
No, she got a fucking ship landed right on her head.
No, that girl.
He's talking about the other girl.
Chloe.
She never seen the ships.
She didn't see the ships.
I mean, how do you think she knew where they were?
Because of the tracker.
She didn't have the tracker.
She didn't know where they were. She was going the opposite way, remember?
Yeah, I know.
But then
she saw fucking two ships in the air. How do you think she got...
She did. This is true. This
how do you
true,
think she
did.
Started knowing that something was up?
But no, it broke my heart when those ships just fucking demolished.
My biggest thing was I find it kind of ironic. Not really ironic, just like when they say the ships are lost 1700 or something.
Yeah.
It's like 1750.
Yeah, Golden Age of Piracy, 1650s.
Right. So,
yeah.
They're in the Philippines, right? But how come no one noticed the ships when there's this big ass hole, because when he first gets in the cave, he looks up and there's this big ass hole where sunlight hits it. The whole Filipinian has ever went across. I'm like, oh, look, two pages.
Filipino.
Because they don't go, because that's untouched land.
Yeah, like half of all of the Philippines is made up of like 90 islands.
Yeah.
And so half of it isn't civilized.
Yeah, it was probably an uncivilized island or an unsettled island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. He has to take a boat there. Like, there's not like, you don't get to drive up to it and there's a tour guide.
What's right?
look at the pirate ships out there. They're lost to history.
On your right, you will see the two pirate ships.
On your left, a tree.
Look down, tip your hat, keep going.
And then another thing that kind of cracked me up is like, you know someone left clues for the treasure, but how they get some clues there? Did they build the place around the clues? Or did they build the clues around.
So
the original places where the clues were put were usually underground, you know, because the whole
The church is already there.
And the
passageways
were
there, and they put the doors there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they built the clues around the... Yeah, I know.
I just
feel bad for the dude who gets stuck like, all right. You're in charge of this key. You're in charge of this key. I need you to booby trap the fuck out of it. breadcrumbs everywhere.
You can tell by the fact that those things were like in the church, how they like moved it open. You can tell that before, since the it's on railways and stuff. It's not like one time you need to open this door. That was probably also where like they smuggled. Trades and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when you look at the...
Whenever they were finally like, yes, this is our prime, this is our magnum opus, this is our last time, they were like, lock the door. And then they left.
So, the... underneath the church were the big containers of salt were.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where, like you said, like, they would regularly store salt and precious... things of the time, because salt was used as, currency and was very rare.
Salt was
I need you to run down there and dig out half a container of the salt and throw it back in here and then dig it off.
Because
the clues that were left were because that pirate, whatever his name was or whatever, he knew that he was
technically pirates.
It was the Magellan and his crew.
It was the captain.
Yeah.
Magellan's captain.
Yeah. So he knew that was going to be, like, his final voyage.
Yeah.
And so, even though those were regular places they went, this was, like, each place they went to was, like, the last time they were visiting those places.
Yeah. So they set them up as, you know, this is our last point. This is our last point. This is how we're going to tell other people this is where it goes.
And then,
like that.
Remember, if you remember, the whole reason that there was only, salt in that place, gold, is because they had a charted map that said where they were going to go and where they were going and ending up.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The map was put in that salt container because somebody was like, well, this crash, here you go. We can't move the ships now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This is where we ran aground.
Yeah.
And so they were like, here's the map. So basically, those people have probably ended up getting shot or scurvy or something. They put that.
They got shot.
Yeah, they got that. They put that map in there so that they can remember where they crashed their own ships. So they were there. And then you have to remember the keys were never hidden. The keys traded around.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know nobody.
So a lot of these clues didn't even have.
Well,
just happened to fall in place.
Yeah.
It was theory, and it was, like, lore that the two keys needed to be together. Like, there was a long time that they started trading them around, and they were just cool. They were Magellan's keys.
They were Magellan's crosses.
Right.
They didn't know that they needed to be together.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they didn't. A lot of people didn't know that they were keys, either.
Yeah.
It's history telephone.
Yeah.
So at some point, they were keys, and then they were crosses, and then cool pieces that every once in a while a rich guy would buy and he would display it.
Yeah.
That part, whenever one's in hell, or one, they're both down there in hell.
Yeah.
He's there and he's like, well, yeah, he's like, I'm literally in the Papa John's right now.
This is not working out.
So, I will say, though, that Tom Holland's action scenes.
Those are so funny.
So, you know,
funny.
He did the scene where he jumps out onto the lamps, the lights.
Mm-hmm.
He did all of that himself.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Except where he dropped. When he dropped, they were like, let's not.
Yeah.
And they
let's have a stunt double kill himself.
Let's not with you.
Yeah.
But no, he did a lot of the scenes, the stunt.
The parkour.
Himself.
Yeah.
Well, also you have to think that they hire this whole guy that is the backup guy. Or if you don't think you're confident enough to do your own stunts.
Right.
So if you're confident enough to do all of your stunts, they have paid this guy to do nothing.
Yeah, so he got the fall from the lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like whenever, before he never run up there, he ran to that one guard, went back, that's Irish or whatever.
Scottish.
Yeah. Scottish. He's like, oh, I'm going to kick this in. He goes up and kicks, he falls on the floor.
Fuck.
That's Scottish, too, though.
What?
It was right before Tom Holland reacted the first time we spoke. We were watching it, and he said all of this stuff. I was like, "What?"
Yeah.
And Tom Holland's like, "Come again?"
I literally have no idea what you're saying.
Fun fact.
Okay.
I understood every word he said.
I heard nothing but blah 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 blah.
I mean, it makes sense.
I understood what he said, but it was just like, God.
It was a very heavy Scott.
Well, they wanted him, like, they wanted him to get that line down.
Yeah.
There was no
He said it, like, three times in the course of 5 minutes fighting Tom Holland.
It was so bad. Just that first one, though, I was like, okay, he didn't understand me either. We're good.
I'm not an idiot.
Man's from fucking Cork.
that was a good scene.
But no, I will say, though...
There's a good lot of action scenes in there.
Yeah.
In the parkour.
And Tom Holland has this unique way of adding just a touch of comedic element to all of his serious moments.
Tom Holland has this weird ability to almost be the dumb one. Just, like, kind of a dumb kid. Moments because he will say something and you're like, really?
It's 50-50, right?
Right. The thing is he has that great way of playing those.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Of acting like that.
But it's the same as
his character is not like that.
It's the same as he was in Spider-Man, though. In Spider-Man, in his serious moments, he got shit done. But then when he talked, you're like, dude.
And he was very comical in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can even see in the movie that during his combat, even though this is choreographed and he knows exactly what he's doing and these two people are fighting, he constantly looks like he's on the defense.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's a scared kid.
Yeah.
He's really good at conveying his emotions.
Yeah.
He's a scared kid, but then he kicks your ass.
Yeah, he's a scared kid that can kick your ass.
Yeah. Because it was really weird when we first started watching the movie, like, his first scenes where he had to really defend himself, I guess.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe he's not really, like,
maybe
he's not meant for this. You know, maybe he doesn't have any training or anything.
Yeah.
But then he whoops somebody's ass and, like, where did you learn that?
Because, like, right, he didn't have any formal training. He just got his ass kicked so much that he knew how to
live in the streets.
Yeah.
It was a sleight of hand, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the fucking...
Let me light your cigarette for you.
Anyway.
The diamond bracelet, that was great.
Yeah.
And I like how Mark Wahlberg celebrated
him. I saw him do it, though.
Yeah.
I saw him do it.
I did, too.
Did he? And then he's like, fuck.
And then he pulls out that card and he's like, this is like he's pissed.
So I will say, though, this was a great role for Tom Holland.
Well, it was a great role for Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg.
And Antonio Banderas.
I mean, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it was, though.
To see Mark Wahlberg in more of a leading, like...
Like a mentor role.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Didn't he do that in 06?
That would be George Clooney.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah, Ocean's 11.
That's George Clooney.
Yeah. I don't think he was in Ocean's 11.
Mark Wahlberg was in a spy movie.
I'm sure he was. He's been in a lot
of
stuff.
And he was the mentor. He was also in fucking...
Daddy,
Old Guard?
Yeah, he was in that.
Not Old Guard. It's the one where you reincarnate.
That was the Old Guard.
The Old Guard?
No, the Old Guard is where you live forever.
No.
Yeah.
That's really come back.
That was the Old Guard.
No, he was in the movie where they reincarnate. They die and you come back as a new person.
What?
Huh?
I don't know what movie that is.
We've all watched it.
You're going to have to look it up, sir.
Because I had to watch it twice because you guys watched it again.
I'm looking right now.
I thought this was a good role for him, though.
Yeah.
You know,
he was slightly
asshole-ish, but in charge.
Smart-ass.
Yeah.
Mandatory.
Like, yeah, I thought it was a pretty good role.
Especially
in contrast to Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Innocent over here, and then you got Mark Wahlberg over here. Like, the two together works really well together.
Especially that end scene, though. We're set up in the second one. We're sitting on your face.
Right around the corner.
I think I might have been, not the spy side of what I was talking about, where he's more like the lead guy. It was Mile 22, what I was thinking of.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just a gun movie.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Oh, Two Guns. With Denzel Washington. He was in that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie I'm thinking.
No.
I feel like you're thinking of The Old Guard and something else.
No, not The Old Guard.
Talking about Infinite?
Yeah.
That's
the
one.
Yeah, Infinite.
Is he in that?
He
is in that. Okay.
Fun fact, I
haven't seen it. Yeah, that's the... He said he had to watch it twice. Yeah.
You guys have seen it. It's the movie where he thinks that he's a schizophrenic.
So he might be a little senile now because he has the last three movies that I'm like, he's a friend. He's like, no, we haven't. I remember watching it with you, and I know the whole movie.
You've watched Infinite.
I'm looking at the preview right now.
It's the one where he's a paranoid schizophrenic, they think, and then he turns out to be a reincarnated version of old versions of himself.
How are you again?
Have you seen Infinite?
Let me look it up. And,
I'm telling you, we have seen it because I had to watch. I didn't even watch it in theaters. I watched it whenever it came out. I said, you guys should watch this. And then I watched it with you guys. I didn't watch it with Dad.
I have seen this movie.
I watched it twice.
Okay, I have seen this movie. I remember. Yes. I remember. So I'm looking at this scene in particular.
Yeah.
I remember this movie.
We watched it twice because we might have reviewed it for the show.
I'll say yes. It looks familiar.
If he's watched it, then you've watched it.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
And I like Mark Wahlberg in most things. My favorite being Four Brothers.
Mine's Departed.
Oh, Four Brothers.
Four
All
Brothers
three.
Was great.
All
the Departed was better. Yeah.
I like two.
Have you seen Four Brothers?
Yes.
Have you seen The Departed?
Yes.
You've seen
Four Brothers? Instant Family?
Yes.
Out of all the fucking movies, you could have got with Shooter. You know, it's the family.
It is. Sometimes I've watched it.
I'm
now.
Just asking. You asking yeah. me? I'm well, asking
Mexican
you.
Girl, you know, yeah, I'm all over it.
I've seen bits and pieces of that movie.
What you say to me? You don't
know what to do.
You don't tell me how to raise my kids. Anyway.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Oh, really? Because it's literally played on our TV.
I know. That's why I've seen bits and pieces of it.
My favorite part of it is when, you know, she's in there with all the kids, and he goes and gets a car and pulls her out.
I'll be back.
He's like, I got it for you.
Thanks, asshole.
Here.
I did good. You did horrible. Anyway.
Okay.
Uncharted is one of those movies where we just don't have enough to talk about it because a lot of it's based on the video game none of us have played except Zach.
Yeah, I literally have never even heard of it. I was a little...
Sorry,
when we first saw a preview, I was like, I mean, okay, I'll watch it. It looks like an adventure movie or whatever with
yeah.
Tom Holland. I like Tom Holland. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But I know nothing about the video games. Nothing. Nothing to base it against.
I mean, he basically said, it's Tomb Raider.
It's
the male Tomb Raider.
It really is.
I was like, I don't know anything about the character. I don't know anything about who he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I said, but as a movie, like as just a movie, if you just take all of that out.
Yeah,
it's
like an action movie.
Yeah,
the thing is this is one of those video games that you can watch and enjoy the movie and enjoy the story. Outplaying what's going on in the video.
Well, I think any good medium is portrayed that
since,
way.
Since we're on this topic, I will say this. This movie went, like, hand-in-hand with the games. I mean, to a point. Whereas Halo kind of took their own route.
Yeah.
I mean, it went along with the game to a certain point, then it just went...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since you're talking about games and
movies. And that's the biggest... issue with video games that are, you know, turned into movies or turned into, you know, other forms of media is that a lot of them don't hold up to the lore of the games. They don't hold up to the level of quality of the games.
Right.
Tomb Raider was a very popular game when it came out.
I think everybody knew about Tomb Raider when it came out. Like,
yeah.
I never played that game. But I knew who the hell Laura Croft was.
The first Tomb Raider didn't even really have much story.
No,
it was just a Delver game.
Yeah.
You know,
We're talking about both.
I've seen all of the Tomb Raider movies.
Yes. Yeah.
There are some that are good and some that are not.
I was an Atari player. Never had played Tomb Raider a day in my life. The game went nothing. But I knew who Lara Croft was.
Yeah.
Because it had become so popular so fast, especially as the games progressed. Like, she was so popular because she was the hot hero chick.
Yeah.
So when the first games came out, I'll admit, when Angelina Jolie came out, she was Lara Croft.
Right.
She was built like her.
She was Lara Croft, but the movie had absolutely nothing to do with the games.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the games.
They literally just borrowed the name of the game. That's it. The name of the characters.
She ran
into it. Angelina Jolie's was a lot like the Resident Evil.
Yes.
Kind of. I mean, they had John Boyd there. He was her actual dad and, like, made it a weird arc in the movie.
And the thing is with some of these video game adaptations, like Resident Evil and Silent Hill, if you take
Silent Hill wasn't bad.
Great movies.
So the first one was good. The first one was good. The second one was horrible.
Silent Hill or Resident Evil?
Silent Hill.
Resident Evil had, like, three, didn't it?
What
movies?
Had like six.
Movies?
Yes.
You're that five or six.
So the thing with Resident Evil and Silent Hill, they take place in the universe, mm-hmm. and then they're their own separate entity, mm-hmm. Away from the games.
Yeah, because, I mean, Resident Evil just milks everything.
They do.
Six movies, 13 games.
A TV show.
TV show, yeah.
Yeah. But they're set,
zombies are real.
They're set in that universe, and they're not bad because they don't try to link themselves to the game.
Yeah,
you know,
it's also one of those things like they could have completely made a movie like that and just not had the name.
And it
might have even still been as popular.
We were talking about this one day too, though, and I think it was about Halo. All the games, you know the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the cutscenes together is basically one movie already.
Dude, all the cutscenes in one game is a movie.
So, you're making a movie directly off of the game movie. You're just wasting money at that point.
Yeah.
The thing is it's a very thin line to tread when you're taking these video game properties and you're making them live action, whether it's a movie or a...
And it's also one of those things where if you play any type of video game, like first-person shooter, role-play, you know, MMO, anything like that, where you have actual control of the game, not a puzzle game, you have you have control over a
character.
You are using a thumbstick, you're using a pad and mouse, you have control. Then taking that into a medium where you don't get to control it at all,
right.
And you have to hope that this person has made it good, and it might not be. Of course, you're going to be more critical of that version. Yeah.
Right, which is why you've got that very thin line.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, in my opinion, and you know, definitely want your opinion on this, I think Uncharted does as well.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because they also don't focus, like, they did both... making this a game, making this a movie about the game and including the actual lore,
mm-hmm.
but also making an actual movie and not focusing out on it being a game.
Yes.
Because if it did the opposite of each of those things, that's how most of the other ones fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. That's that fine line that we're talking about. Like, you can take bits and pieces,
mm-hmm.
but if you go too far over that line, you're wasting money. If you go over to borrow this line, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to include it in the timeline of these games.
If you try to make it, you know, a movie about playing the video game without being able to play the video game, that makes the movie boring. But then if you make it a movie and it's just like Resident Evil, where it's just you have the name, but it's not the game.
Right.
You just watch the movie. But then you're expecting
this
game.
You're taking characters from that game and you're putting them in
to
places where they normally wouldn't be or something that normally wouldn't happen.
You're
and
expecting
it messes
just,
with the lore.
There's a quota that needs to be met.
Yeah.
And if you don't even meet that quota, then...
Think that was probably my biggest problem.
Yeah, is that it tried to be...
It's like, oh, great, you know, they're making a TV show. Or, you know, maybe
honestly, you're talking about this character that is S117.
Yeah.
There's all the other alphabet and all the other numbers. If they just made it a different character, it would have been great.
Yeah,
well,
there's Master Chief.
Yeah.
There's five games. There's six Halo games, I think. But one of the games had Master Chief as a backup character. Not even, I think it was Guardians.
Guardians had it split.
Yeah.
So you were playing blue team and then you played Osiris.
You're right, exactly. That's, I think they should have went with, you know, the Osiris version.
Do you know what's actually funny about that? Is the Osiris version is actually the book. Because that guy comes from the books. He comes from Halo.
They're Generation 4. Yeah, and that's Generation 2.
Yeah.
You know, each generation is stronger than its predecessor. So Gen 2 is better than 1.
Yeah, they should have made it Master Chief of.
Right.
And they should have had it it should have been other than different.
So, at the very beginning of the episode, I loved it. It was awesome. Like, we've seen 1 More 7, a lot of series, good budget.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is awesome.
Yeah, and the closest thing was the Halo 5 Guardians trailers that were live action trailers.
Exactly. And then you get to the end of episode 1, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, none of this is...
Yeah, because you never see his face at all.
Unless you play the legendary ending of Halo 4, where you got to see his eyes and his brows.
Well, I mean, they did remove his helmet, but he was in the shadow. And all you seen was like kind of a distant figure. You couldn't really make it out.
And from that, I mean, the character that they chose was a good
fit. Right, yeah.
Also kind of like, even for Master Chief, you know, in 5, he's very sarcastic. In 4, in 4, he's very sarcastic. And in 5, he's...
Like, get out of my way,
rebellious. Yeah, like, he has personality. But in the show, he's kind of just goofy, you know?
Well, it's kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially when he takes that little chip out of his back.
Yeah. He's kind of just a goofy guy. And it's not Master Chief.
No.
It could have been, you know, Spartan N55.
Yeah. So I'm saying, but they did good in that first part. You drop out of the ship and kill them.
And caring about, like, he's not there for civilians. He's there to kill Covenant.
He's a demon.
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
We get sidetracked so easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the final act.
All right, it is time for the final act.
During this, I'm going to go.
We're going to go with you, Miss Angel. What did you like about the movie? What did you not like about the movie? Would you watch it again? Would you recommend it?
So I went into the movie with actually pretty high expectations. Not because of the actors, because I love them, but because people were expecting something reminiscent of whatever video game it came from. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen that video game. I'd never played it. Like, we don't do PS5. We don't do PlayStation here.
Yeah.
And so, like, no expectations. But I will say, if you take that aspect out of it, because I don't care about video games.
Yeah.
If I take that aspect out of it, it was actually pretty fun. Like, it was getting a good... And it's probably Taron Egerton. We have not seen a good action movie.
With a young star.
With upcoming blood.
Yeah.
Like, we've not seen a new upcoming action person since Taron.
Yeah.
And since COVID.
Yeah.
And so this was actually really good. I mean, I bet it was a little like Mark Wahlberg, because he could have at one point been that young action star.
Yeah, he could have very easily played Nathan Drake.
Yes. But now we have Tom Holland, who is a fabulous actor.
Yeah.
Seems to pull every role that he's been given with ease. Like, he just falls into it. And the fact that he is not even American and still pulls all of those roles off,
he's
amazing.
Yeah.
He did no less. I did read the reviews and the issues people had with his age. To be honest, I don't think it really, I guess if you play the game, that's an issue. But for me,
he was pretty
awesome.
You know, it's a prequel.
It doesn't matter. He was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They were telling about their childhood and growing up and, like, not seeing his brother for 10 years. So we know he's still really fun. Like, I think it's great that he did a lot of stunts. Awesome. I really can't tell you if there was anything bad about the movie. I didn't see anything to complain about.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm always excited to get a new movie that is not remake, that is not a remake, that is not...
It's new and fresh.
The same old actors.
Yeah.
You know, I love Bruce Willis and, like, all of that generation of actors, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all of them, and just Stallone. And when they bring them back to do some fucking movie, that's great. It's reminiscent.
Yeah.
But let's be realistic. Time for new actors.
Yeah.
Time for new actors.
Generation, yeah.
You know, I think this followed through with that. Tom Holland is amazing. One of my favorite new actors. Would have been kind of cool to see Taron Egerton in there, though. I'm not gonna lie, he's pretty awesome too.
I think he could have played the role as well.
I do too.
But the issue that I've had is that Tom Holland's level of acrobatics is way above Taron Egerton.
Sure. But Taron Egerton's play style is way more Nathan Drake.
Yes. Yes.
So that rugged body style and the more built. I love Tom Holland. He's a kid.
Yeah.
He's like that.
Right.
So I would recommend it. Like I don't know if I recommend it to. It's just a good movie. Just go watch it. I would recommend it to anybody. You can watch it with your kids. There's nothing bad in it.
No.
There's no sex in it. There's literally nothing inappropriate in it.
No, it's just
there's no boobs, real cussing, like
violence and language.
Yeah. There's not even real cussing in it. Like what about that? I would probably watch it again. Especially if you come out with another one. Like, I would watch it again to kind of catch where I didn't catch something, and then watch the next one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Your final act, Zach.
I can't wait about this movie. I played the games. It was some parts out. I really like how they had the voice actor that voiced Lord Nathan Drake in the game in the movie. That was probably my favorite part in there. I loved it. I'd recommend it. If you've played the Uncharted games, if you haven't, you might and then go replay them because they're really not that old. I mean, but other than that, I had no back points.
Okay. So, you know, I've never played the games. I've seen videos of it here and there. The games look interesting. And I wonder mainly as just like an action movie. You know, it's, like Miss Angel said, it's something new, it's something different.
It's definitely action.
You know, it's a new twist on an old story into cinema. Movies have, mainstream movies have become so redundant over the past, I would say, over the past years, where the same story is being told over and over and over. Really, the only new-ish storylines and new types that we see are horror movies.
Sometimes, I mean, we're still stuck in the world. They're pulling the old characters out and being like, this is the end. Let's watch it again.
Right, but over the past, we've seen a lot of new blood into the Halloween, and we're seeing a lot of,
we got Halloween coming back out. We had another Freddy movie. Like, I'm just so over, like, the same storyline in horror movies. Either it's fucking Annabelle or Freddy.
Right, but when you look at the other side of that, you know, you get Jordan Peele's movies.
I will give Jordan Peele every
You know, when we look at movies like Antlers or
you're right.
The Cursed.
No, I mean, you're right. I'll give you that.
The new take on horror, you know, and it's nice to see a fresh take on an old trope, you know. Treasure hunting has been a big movie trope for a long time.
What?
I mean, you can go back and you look at Goonies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, National Treasure. The movies like that, you know, they're fun movies.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing, you're not losing anything. You're not getting scared. You're not, it's treasure hunting.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. I mean, there's a little bit of anxiety because, you know.
Some people die, but it's okay.
Yeah, but it's not gratuitous. I mean, the worst death that we saw and these was, you know, Antonio Banderas getting his throat slit, and then the girl getting the boat dropped on her head.
I honestly thought she was going to die.
That was actually pretty cool, though.
That was kind of cool.
Because they're like, oh, she lived. Oh, no, she didn't.
From the fall alone, you would think she would die.
Yeah.
That was a hard hit.
Yeah.
Water is hard.
Yeah.
But she wasn't that high up, though.
Water is very hard.
Especially from that
hurt.
Distance, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I fell off the cliff 30 feet and bruised my entire body.
You
like,
bruise easily, though. You're weak skin.
It's like,
I'm just saying.
But she's a fighter.
True, but she hit that
trained.
Fucking water.
It doesn't matter how big or how strong or how skilled you are. If you're 100 foot up,
yeah.
That water will hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, I know that, but,
from shoulder
you know, I mean,
toes,
she popped back
bruised.
Up. And then she had her boat dropped on.
That shit would hurt.
Right? Having this big old wooden beam just like it's like this fucking big land on your face.
You probably wouldn't feel it though.
It'd be instant.
Yeah.
It might be instant. I mean, there's enough flexibility in the water that you might like be under the water for a while pretty hurt.
True.
You might have like a TBI and then a TMI.
That or you just get knocked out and you just inhale a bunch of water and you're down.
True. But the only thing that personally, the only thing I didn't like the movie was the destruction of the horse story.
Right.
That also happens in the
movie. Yeah. It was cool. The way that they did it was cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, the movie was great. You know?
It's just like, what is it? Page of the Sun of the Earth. Where, like, the whole place basically falls apart.
Yeah.
Like, awesome, it's really cool. It's gone.
Yeah. I know, I'm getting there. I got it. I'm good.
Okay.
I've got
Keep going.
15 minutes. I definitely watch this again.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely recommend it to pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, if you love it, watch it. If you love action movies, watch it.
Tom Holland?
Watch it. Or Antonio Banderas, sit and have a good, clean, wholesome movie. That's you know. Yeah.
And it's not a new concept. It's a good movie.
Yeah. It's a good story concept.
Yeah. So now you can have a good movie. Everything has been done before.
This
was just a good old wholesome movie.
It was. So. Austin, did you want to hear your monologue real quick?
Nah.
Okay.
Did you like it?
I mean, yeah.
Did you hate anybody?
No. It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I didn't really have any. Would you watch it again, though? Serious.
Maybe. Yeah. I did already.
Would you make your girlfriend watch it?
No.
Okay. You just did your fine way.
You do 10 minutes.
I'm like,
it depends on the movie.
You know, honestly, I was trying to rush through mine because I've got Miss Angel over here.
If it's not a shitty movie, because that's usually the ones that I'm going to talk more about.
Yeah.
It's harder to critique something I really like. There's nothing to complain about. There was literally visually, script-wise, actor-wise, there was nothing to complain about.
Visually, it was actually very beautiful.
It was.
It really
was. Those shots where the boats were going over the water and stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, where he came into that cave when he popped up out of the water.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It looked very realistic.
The helicopters.
If they came through the wall, he had to swim and
the helicopters with the ship underneath them flying through the air was fucking amazing.
That one, though, he's right. That one shot where.
Where it goes over.
It's a cool movie.
It's a cool shot.
Yeah. Probably one of the best visuals in a movie that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of looked weird to me whenever they introduce a new place, they have like this moment where it's kind of like a video game. And it looks weird, but it also kind of looks like it's. And so it kind of has like this leeway where I don't really know if I can critique it.
Yeah.
It either looks good or looks good.
Yeah. You know,
I did like the church scenes though. Like that church was beautiful.
I love those. I love looking at old
Catholic churches.
Yeah.
And one thing that kind of surprised, I know it might have with you for your heights, was the whole like can't run over the car and then just
shit
get right here, fly through the air.
Fuck that. Fuck climbing up to the helicopter from the boat. Fuck all that. I hate heights. I was like, it's a video game.
I just like,
he can't really die,
because
he's like,
this.
Yeah.
Something's got to
happen.
Yeah.
They're talking after the fact. You know, it's a car. What you been doing here?
Yeah. That whole scene where he's climbing the...
I'm like, I bet Joey's in the shit right now.
Yeah.
He was like,
see, I can stay in horror movies all day long. Will close my eyes.
I know. It was so funny watching him watch this movie the entire time. Like, the last 2 minutes of the movie was just him going,
no!
Or like the beginning opening credit where he's just like knocked out hanging there.
And then, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, I bet someone's disturbed
right now. I would pee on myself and vomit at the same time.
I would have had a heart attack.
He probably peed on his feet because there's going to be 900 miles an
hour. The part where he went, okay, I'm getting down here, so you can either get shot or cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Down there, and don't you do it? He just pauses.
God, that's like it's just something like I don't know, like black lung. Something in your body. And you will find out.
Some old 17th century man drank that before you. You probably have a century syphilis.
In about 20 minutes, you're going to really hope for
that's why he wasn't afraid when he was finding out. He was about to drop his own.
I'm going to die anyway.
He took a swig of the thing, and every single vaccine he's ever taken is his life.
Inside of his body. Every white blood cell.
That's another thing I noticed in the movie. He was drinking a lot.
He was.
I don't blame him.
You know, vintage wine, and they're all dip, and he just...
Sir, I've been there for 2 years. Okay, I... All the way through. Like, that's how we... How we live. That's survival.
He made a good dry martini.
He's always on that dude drinking the same
time. We are down to the last couple of shows. I want to thank everybody in the studio tonight. We had a full house tonight.
I know. I'm so happy to see you.
I know.
Not that.
Oh, man.
Just got this show taken care of.
He cleaned it.
I can tell.
He sees my bed.
I could, like... I didn't want to
all the stuff from the studio and on his bed.
I cleaned.
He had a garbage bag, right, and he was just looking at it, and he was like, nothing can be thrown up. All right.
There's a whole bag of stuff downstairs.
I know. I just need somebody to take it out.
Have you noticed the sand?
Yeah, it's in the garbage bag.
Yeah.
I got rid of it. Kill people.
I don't tell you.
It's like air syphilis, okay? People will die.
I know.
That shit, whenever you turn it on, it puts all of the fucking...
It was so loud, it was like... like...
I've used the damn thing since... I've used the thing since I was in school.
Because it...
Yeah.
Because it was
dangerous. I saw it in the back when I peeked, and I was like, oh, that's garbage.
He had to get it back to 19. He's like, worst fan ever.
Oh, I'm a real history fan.
He's a fan.
He's stolen in history.
He's been over to American Pickers. I give him
American Pickers.
Oh, shit. That's a car.
Anyway, we're down to the last 5 minutes of our show. I want to thank everybody tonight. I want to thank all of our listeners, supporters, and followers. Again, stay tuned to the page because there will be changes made. It's in the process now.
6 months.
Actually, I give it about 2.
Okay. I'm just saying. In worst-case scenario.
Worst-case scenario, beginning of the year.
6 months.
Worst-case scenario.
Whatever.
Best-case scenario, 6.
Y'all going to be surprised when I'm like, this is how it is now.
6 to 9 months.
Yeah, I'll be super surprised when 3 months you actually watch me choke on the fly instead of hearing it on the radio.
Right?
When I'm a shot.
All right.
Back American Pickers gets a corn that's like,
I'm putting this in my Jaguar. Who's he gonna grab bitches, Jaguar?
Can you just where did this come from?
It was on the table.
Okay. Why did you like this?
Because you put it on the table. I had it over there by the names. Anyway. Damn it. I don't even know where I'm supposed to go here. Please remember support your veterans, fire, police, and as always, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, be smart, and watch your back. We broadcast them with your curiosity. Yeah. Right now, it's every Sunday night for Movie of the Week, and every Friday night for Note by Note. The other two shows are on hiatus. Y'all have a fantastic rest of your Sunday. Have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll see you back next week.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
This screen has a whole 6 inches.
Right?
Think for me.